Mr. Mayor,
yes, sir.
All right, yeah. My colleague, as I will interview Dr. Mike Jones, Emergency Department up at Jacoby. He's representing the Doctors Council at SAIU. He reported that doctor retention is an all-time low in H&H, which is, of course, the pride of the city because it provides health care to everyone, irrespective of their immigration or insurance status. But furthermore, he said, despite the hospital being situated in a Black and Latino community, the rheumatologist specializing in lupus has been transferred to a private facility where no doubt they're making more money. This is particularly concerning as Black and Latino individuals have the highest incidence of lupus, and now they lack a specialist to own specific needs. We've heard similar concerns about maternal fetal care specialists. We know the Veterans Administration knows about that. According to the Doctors Council, there is a staffing crisis that's having a real impact on already stressed communities of color. So I know you have defer a lot to your OLR and the rest, but in light of the crisis we saw with COVID, do you think that there needs to be an extra attention to supporting our healthcare professionals who are also at the table with EMS? And I just think that this seems to be we're stuck a bit in terms of breaking through so these people can make a commitment that we want them to make to stay with the city for a professional lifetime.
And we need them, and I'm sure Renee would tell you, and all the unions would tell you, the issue of retention is universal and real, and also employment. And when I, the mayors that were here, African American Mayors Association, they talked about this in our cities. We're hemorrhaging public service workers in every field. You heard me talk about it in law enforcement, Department of Correction, New York City Police Department, probation, school safety agents. We're hemorrhaging public service workers. So we said, what can we do about it? We could be fair in our contracts. We settled over, I think we're about 96%. And when you look at when the members voted on the contracts, we're getting anywhere from 94, 95% ratification vote rates. And that's from our teachers, our police, our DC-37 members. And we put other things inside there because we believe these members were being treated unfairly. And as a union member for much of my adult life, I understood that. We have to make sure we negotiate and settle these contracts. We need our doctors. We need our hospital personnel. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And I have a lot of faith in Renee Champion, I like to call her, on her ability to settle these contracts. And you want to add anything to that?
No, just that Dr. Katz is always monitoring capacity to make sure that we are giving New Yorkers what you need. But you bring up a lot of good points. And so we're paying close attention to it.
And the only thing I'll add is that I think today former Mayor Bloomberg's foundation announced a $600 million commitment to historically Black colleges' medical schools. And part of the reason, you know, the loans for medical schools are very expensive. So to create more doctors who are culturally competent is it also is an important partnership. And Mayor Bloomberg has been a huge partner with Mayor Adams in this administration.